Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn steady at 311, September wheat up a penny and three quarters at 512 and a half, and November beans up, November beans steady at 882. We did sell another 126,000 metric tons of beans to China. That'll be somewhat helpful here. Export sales this morning were good all the way around. Corn, pretty large here, 2.7 million metric tons. Wheat, 610. Beans, 1.75. Again, all above the expectations. Egypt did buy some wheat, 410,000 metric tons, but it was Russian and Ukrainian. There's talk. We know that France has had some production problems. Now Germany has joined that list. But offsetting that somewhat are the better crops in Australia. Wednesday, we'll get the production report. I don't think it's going to be as stout as the average guesses that are out there. I think the USDA will slow play this hand a little bit, but certainly we've got a big crop out there, no question about it. We're going to have the meeting on August 15th between the Chinese and the Americans. This buying may be something, you know, to put in their pocket ahead of the meeting out there. Some of the bears are saying that this is going to be it until after the election. I'm not so sure. The Chinese have been fairly stout here, buying what they need when they need it, and they need it. I think they're having trouble getting anything out of Brazil. So I think we can see some higher prices here based on the Chinese buying, but let's hope we can see it in the wheat and corn as well. The jobs report this morning was really bad. They were looking for 1.5 million new jobs, only got 167,000. But the markets, you know, continue to, the stock market is up, it's up 12 bucks right now. The dollar is up five ticks. Did make a new low for this leg of the move down to 92.47. We've bounced about 40 points off of that. But I still believe the dollar is moving lower. You've got silver up $1.65. You've got gold up 23, new historic high in the gold. I just don't know how much more this market's going to go this straight up in both silver and gold. But long-term, the inflation's here. Grocery prices are getting very high out here. So hopefully at some point that's going to translate into the American farmer getting better prices for their crops, whether it's based on inflation or anything else. The weather looks hot and dry west for the next 2 weeks, cool and kind of wet in the east. Will it be dry enough in the west to really do some damage? We'll have to see. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.